Welcome to the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com. The Nick and Nan Radio Show is all about you, your thoughts, your dreams, your goals, your successes, your failures, your pluses, your minuses, your alphas, your omegas, your sense of humor. Get ready to feel better about life, love, and the pursuit. Here's Nick Allen and his loving wife, Miss Nan.
Morning, everybody, and thank you so much for joining and jumping on board to the Nick and Nan Radio Show. We are live on a Tuesday. TalkZone.com is the place, and if you'd like to jump on board this morning, the lines are open. 1-888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. What you doing, Miss Nan?
Good morning.
You're doing something.
I'm sharing the information on Facebook.
Oh, nice. So check us out on Facebook as well, and email us, NICANDNAN. The number 1@gmail.com. A lot of stuff on tap. Boy, an hour just goes by really, really quick.
It certainly does.
We do the talk show, but we're going to keep it moving. Last week, I just want to apologize real quick for, like, going off, not necessarily the deep end.
Oh, you mean on, like, a tangent?
A tangent, like several different tangents. So we're going to stay focused. We're going to remain focused. We have our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Jeanette Chasworth. Mm-hmm. You heard of the horse whisperer, where you whisper to a horse to do things. Eat your carrot.
No, you're funny.
You heard of the dog whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
Eat your bone. And we're going to have Jeanette Chasworth, who happens to be the color whisperer, on the show later today. No, I said red.
No, blue.
But first, have you ever gotten into an accident, either behind the wheel of an automobile or even at home?
Mm-hmm.
Accidents, as the old saying goes, do happen. And unfortunately, we're not alone and we're not left out of that little situation. Had a couple of accidents that happened to us recently.
We sure have. Like within a year, we've had two automobile accidents, which everyone can identify with.
We were driving down.
Now, we were in Dothan, Alabama, stopped at a red light, minding our own business, and a huge, huge, huge church-typey vehicle. It was much larger than a van.
It was big.
It was big. Had a lot of folks in there. And I guess the driver got distracted, didn't realize, gee, the light's red. So he creamed us
from behind
and shoved us into the folks in front of us. And the bottom line of that one was, A, we weren't hurt, thank you, Lord, and B, our truck was totaled.
Yeah, because we got hit from behind, and the force caused us to hit the car that was stopped in front of us.
So it was an accordion type effect.
And you know, the bad thing about that was that the car, the bus who hit us,
mm-hmm.
not a scratch, maybe a little dent in the front.
Yeah, it happens that way sometimes.
You know, and the car in front of us, little scratch on their back bumper.
Meanwhile, back in the middle.
Us, on the other hand, it was like, crunch.
But we were able to continue on our trip. We were determined. We called our daughter and son-in-law, said, Google, quick, find us a rental place. So we rented a car, and we ended up in Florida, had a good time, and then ended up getting a brand new Escape out of the deal.
Oh, the guy that we hit in front of us,
mm-hmm.
he was about to go off.
Oh, he was. I mean, he was blaming you.
It wasn't my fault.
Because he wasn't clever enough to see that, you know, he was just all upset because his vehicle had a little scratch on it.
Made me mad. So that was accident number one. Accident number two happened recently.
It did. I was out running errands in our brand new, beautiful new 2011 Escape.
That we got, based on the accident that we got involved in last year that we just got done telling you about.
And I know this happens to lots and lots of people. I was sitting at a stop sign, minding my own business, going to turn right. And as I looked, I saw this lady coming to the road I was on to make a turn onto said road. And I could see she was making the turn rather wide. And my brain said, no, no, no. And my vehicle said, it's okay, hit me. And she,
you had a sign on your vehicle.
She got it.
You had a sign on your vehicle that said, okay, hit me.
It's okay, hit me.
How old was this woman?
She was quite elderly, and she was so extremely upset. You know, inside, I'll be honest, I was seething.
Yeah,
I really was. It made me mad.
You would hate to see Miss Nan seethe.
I was, and I do all this cursing to myself, and then I'm like, God, forgive me for that. But I was really mad, you know, it interrupted my, it was an inconvenience, basically. But this poor woman, was, she was in tears. She told me she was sorry about 100 times. And I just didn't have the heart to get mad with her. So I just kept telling her it's okay. That's why they call it an accident.
Yeah.
And I know you did not mean to do it.
Yeah.
And as luck would have it, though, there was an officer sitting behind me.
Off duty.
He saw the whole thing. I not, tapped on his window. He was hoping I wouldn't notice. I said, sir, any way you can work this up for us? Oh, I guess so. So he made something that would have turned in hours, relatively painless. And within an hour, we were on our way.
Yeah.
Within a few days, the truck was repaired by her insurance, of course.
She paid for the whole thing.
Yeah, it looks great. So that turned out well.
Now, there are accidents, as we mentioned, that happen behind the wheel of a car. And, you know, you gotta keep focused. I am probably one of the most focused drivers you ever want to meet.
You are, especially after the Dothan experience.
Because I was driving the truck
when that happened.
It
kind of spooked you. It spooked me bad. You're a very good driver.
For quite a while.
Well, I'm a good driver also. I mean, I'm out there on
the road. You got a lead foot.
But I'm out there on the roadways all weekend long driving all over Polk County. So I am a good driver.
You and your lead foot.
Doesn't matter. I'm still a good driver.
You scare me sometimes.
I'm focused.
Yes, you are. I will admit that.
And I drive very well. And I'm always watching what the other guy is doing. You know, the defensive driving thing is important.
Mm-hmm. But
it doesn't make it where you can prevent it, you know. My brain, I just couldn't move fast enough from that stop sign. I wanted to shove it in reverse and get out of her way so she could make the huge wide turn to the lane like she wanted to.
Actually, you drove me to the spot where that happened.
Yeah, I did. I wanted you to see it.
And I was like, yeah, I could see how that could happen.
Because you were acting a little doubtful.
I wasn't doubtful. I was scared. Doubt has nothing to do with
it. Speed had nothing to do with it. I was at a complete stop.
Doubt has nothing to do with this. But so we have vehicle accidents, and then you have accidents that happen in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if you're trying to change a light bulb and you're on a ladder and you miss a rung. Boom. You fall flat on your keister.
That's a good example. Do you have someone that's happened to?
Yeah, me.
Oh, that has happened to you?
Oh, yeah. It's like that joke. Oops. How many idiots does it take to change a light bulb? Just one, me. But this happened to our brother. Now, he wasn't changing a light bulb, but tell me the story.
Well, I got the call early Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And when the phone rang, I knew something was wrong, because whenever a phone rings, as everyone knows, at 6 a.m., it's usually not good news.
Right.
And it was my sister to tell me what had happened. He was in the bathroom, not in the bathtub. He was standing outside. I don't know what he was doing. I didn't ask
him. Well, what else do you do in a bathroom other than shave?
Yeah, I mean, he could have been at the sink. He could have been at the toilet. I'm not sure.
Right, right.
Whatever the case, he fell backwards.
Yeah.
He fell backwards into the bathtub.
Mm.
The impact of him falling against the wall broke the soap dish.
Mm. That's a ceramic soap dish we're talking about.
Unfortunately, it was not a clean break. The part that was left intact was like a razor blade, and it cut his back from top to bottom, a total of about 9 inches straight, and then at the bottom, about 5 inches sideways.
That's a nasty accident right there.
You know, oh my goodness, I just couldn't get that vision out of my mind. I still can't.
Nasty accident.
So, of course, his girlfriend called, you know, 911.
Mm-hmm.
He was still attached to the soap dish when they got there.
Ooh.
And it was a bloody mess, it sure was.
Had to use the jaws of life on no bad joke, sorry.
That was a very bad joke.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, he's ended up with 126 stitches inside, 26 outside. I was recently informed, oh, sis, you'll be the one taking the stitches out.
It's Nancy Nurse.
Which, that's no problem. I've taken lots of stitches out before. But I guess it's the whole underlying premise that upsets me so much. Now, this is... can lead into another whole topic, which we will not lead into.
Right.
But our healthcare system.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't have insurance. He's an independent contracted painter. He's checked into the personal policies. They're way too expensive.
Absolutely.
He decided, I'll just take a chance. So, at a certain local hospital, when you arrive to the ER, they have to treat you. They're nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case with a lot of local hospitals.
Oh, yes.
So the emergency room did a wonderful job with him. you know, they did all the CAT scans. They informed, well, they had to give him 2 units of blood because he lost a lot of blood during the accident. They informed him he's got, it went through the muscle and he's got, 2 or 3. I'm not sure. I've got to go look at the paperwork today because, you know, he's loopy on pain pills. He doesn't know what the heck's going on.
Give me drugs. Give me drugs.
Well, without him, he would hurt really bad. So apparently he has damaged vertebrae is the bottom line.
Well, we're going to see him later today. Bring him some KFC and chat and see how he's doing.
And see where it's going to next.
What kind of crazy accidents have you been involved in? Either a fault of your own or a fault of somebody else. 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Let's shift gears for a second and see what's happening in the world of stupid criminals.
You filthy criminals.
It's time for the Stupid Criminal Report. Actual news stories about actual stupid criminals who actually do stupid things.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
In order to get their few seconds of fame and notoriety on the Nick and Nan Radio Show.
Our first criminal for today comes out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where we have yet another example of bozos and modern technology being a dangerous combination.
Isn't the South by Southwest festival going on now?
I believe it is.
Okay. Modern technology made me think.
Okay. Well, it seems, bozo Stephen Moore stole the nameplate from the courtroom door of a Broward County circuit judge. And of course, he didn't take it home and hide it away. No way. Instead, he took a picture of himself holding the stolen nameplate, and he posted it on his girlfriend's Facebook site. That was a really bad idea. The cops heard about it, and our bozo was tracked down and charged with felony theft charges.
Only in Fort Lauderdale would that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But shifting to the other side of Florida, in Volusia, Florida, bozo Cody Clark walked into an adult video store, flashed a weapon, and demanded cash. Quick-thinking clerk told our bozo he could make more money going by to work at the store than by robbing it. He must have been pretty convincing as our bozo filled out a job application before leaving empty-handed. Looks like he won't get the job as he's now under arrest. And that was a look at the stupid criminal report of the Nick and Nan radio show here on TalkZone.com. Getting back to accidents, there is an accident that happened to me. Many, many years ago when I was young and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically, I put my right leg into a plate glass window.
Oh, you did mention that. You have some scars to prove it.
Yes. Battle scars to prove it. It was an accident, but it was a very costly accident. I thought I was going to lose my leg.
Oh.
You know, and that's as a result of just doing stupid things. That's all. But the result of it ended up as being that I have no feeling from my ankle on my right leg.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten into accidents where you hurt yourself, Miss Nan? I mean, other than, you know.
Nothing driving. Serious.
Mm-hmm.
No, not that I can ever recall. Stupid stuff. When I was a kid, my friend and I were riding a bicycle together, and she came up with the idea, why don't you get on the handlebars and steer?
Oh, kids do that all the time.
Yeah, well, we crashed and burned. She was fine. She did a cartwheel. She was fine. I had that road burn.
Road burn.
You know, where the grit gets in your skin.
More accidents coming up as we take a short little break. We'll be back with more of the Nick and Nan Radio Show right after this on TalkZone.com.